That takes us to 22 minutes to 1 o'clock on Arts Cafe on Arts Sound FM. And a few days ago, our own Peter Monaghan got to talk to Ashley Eriksmoen from the ANU School of Art and Design.
I'm Peter Monaghan with Arts Sound FM. And I'm visiting today with Ashley Eriksmoen, who is in charge of the furniture workshop at the Australian National University and who has her own extensive practice in furniture design and sculpture. She concentrates on such dynamics as the relations between man-made objects and natural objects and phenomena. Right now, because of some natural occurrences, she's working not in her studio, but in her backyard on the porch in suburban Canberra. Ashley, it's an interesting time to be doing the kind of work that you do, I think.
Yes, Peter. When COVID struck and it became imminent at the university that we would need to work from home, I was in a bit of a panic on that first day we heard, but had to jump into action as we only had a few days to pack up. And I thought leaving behind that very extensive workshop we have at the university with many, many machines and tools at my beck and call would be the end of me. But I've brought a workbench home and gotten much more back into my hand skills. So I've really liked this slowing down a little bit and find I'd rather pick up a handsaw than walk the 20 meters over to my garage and use the bandsaw, just because I'm enjoying the quiet and the bird song and being in nature.
Let's describe a little bit what we see here as the birds are whistling in the background. We're looking at a bench with some sort of natural sort of shapes emerging from it. Perhaps you can describe it.
Sure. So, Peter, what we're looking at here is kind of a rebuilt, what might be a garden bench or a bench that seats three people. And it's called Edge Conditions 1. It's two metal chairs that I've rescued from the tip that have been stripped back with their upholstery taken off, and the two frames are used to anchor the two ends of a longer bench. It has a long bench seat that's from a Canberra city tree, an elm, that was reclaimed and milled up. And the rest of it, the back, is a thicket of rescued furniture parts. So table legs, chair seats, various rails and stretchers from various furniture parts, and those create what's meant to be like a bush-like entanglement that forms the back, and that wraps around what would be the end sitter to kind of create sort of a cave or a cove that one can sit in.
Looks a little bit like agave plants or cactus plants almost.
Right. So the idea here, as with much of my work, is that trees are taken out of forests as natural resources. And sometimes that's done without much regard for the environmental impact on that in order to quench our desire for new product, our constant desire for new product and new furnishings as fashion trends change. So my practice is really centered on taking that wood from when furniture is then thrown out or discarded, to look at that consumer waste or that hard rubbish and reclaim that timber from that rubbish and put it back into this kind of Frankenstein neo-natural form of plant or animal matter. So I'm taking table legs, if you can imagine, and chair rails and seats and constructing them into these branching forms so they have a appearance, especially if you squint your eyes from a distance, of being some kind of forest or bush or hedge. So letting that wood reclaim its identity as something that was grown, something from the forest.
The pieces that you carve and that you smooth and so forth, they have a very organic look about them. They've gone from organic to an artifact, and now you're making them almost back into an organic form with a human intervention, which is sort of an interesting irony.
Right. And it might reflect on my kind of dark sense of humor when I think of environmental degradation, waste, consumer behavior, natural resource management, and the ecology of our forests, it's something that I feel very strongly about. And as a woodworker, I feel that my practice is entangled with the fact that our material is trees and comes from the forest. So that's something I really emphasize in the furniture and woodworking program at the ANU School of Art and Design, that kind of holistic awareness of where the materials come from and responsible use of materials. It's an interesting program because the ANU School of Art and Design comes from a bit of a Bauhaus legacy, which means we have deep specializations across a wide range of visual arts, contemporary craft, and design media. And they're all considered quite equal in their standing. So that puts us in a really nice position of being able to teach a depth and specialization of practice. The students are coming to us for a visual arts degree, though, not a kind of traditional apprenticeship. So we take the idea of contemporary craft of traditional woodworking and other traditional craft media and bring them into this very relevant contemporary space where we're trying to use those techniques and use those media to make art and design that is sustainable, that means something today in the contemporary world and isn't just a kind of romantic throwback. So we get a lot of very exciting work as these young students come, and they really do want to make comment or express themselves in a contemporary way, but using really traditional skills and melding those with like digital design and other contemporary forms of practice. So there's a lot of mashing up of the disciplines, a lot more interdisciplinary work these days is coming out of the school, and we're really structuring our programs to embrace that and to deliver on those contemporary needs.
I'm Peter Monahan. I've been speaking today to Ashley Eriksmoen, who is the head of the furniture workshop at the Australian National University.